not hearing anything. You got WA2A here for the K2 IRT group. Have any check-ins to start up? You got WA2AX.
KF2WR.
Hey, how you doing there? I did a short intro here because I was on earlier and this fellow said I had no audio. How does this little beastie sound to you?
Sounds good. You make this in the machine 100% without a problem.
It did kind of so change.
What, but you're in there 100%, not a problem.
All right, he sounds good. Yeah, because I even, as I said, I have a handheld, but the handheld is too close to the rig here, so I can't test it one way or the other. But I'm just happy it's doing what it's doing there. Again, do we have anyone else checking in for the K2 IRT group tonight? I hope that's not an indication of how things are going to be on Sunday, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Is that something? Yeah, I'm going to be up there Sunday. Raising a few things here. It's an interesting day. It really should be. Charlie's listening. I'll get over and pick him up. And Phil, if you're listening, give me a call or just meet us out there again. KFWR, back over to you, folks.
All right. KF2WR, WA2AXZ. Yeah, I'm going to start loading up the truck with some stuff, and I'm going to have another 10-foot length of Kindor. We're going to have the hammer, drill, and all the other parts that we need. Wally wants to sink a couple more pieces of Kindorf up there, so while we're there, we might as well just hammer away. And I'll see what I'll do with the piece that broke. Because I've got two complete masts, I should say two complete elements for the TA-33 in the backyard, so we've got plenty of pipe. We just have to put the thing back together again. We'll measure it and just put the screws back in, and it'll be very happy. Other than that, I was emailing Wally back and forth, and so far he's only got three people going. Well, now it's going to be four people, you, me, Charlie, and Wally. I'd like to get just one more if we could, and if that's the case, then we'll have an easy time. I can do the cranking, and the rest of the guys can just guide this thing down. KF2WR, you got the K2 IRT group.
Yeah, just keep in mind, we also have FFP3 over at Furman. If we have to cannibalize that before, we can go right ahead and 20 tubing on that, just in case.
Well, I tell you, Mosley said the antenna was 50 years old. And looks like the time is taking its toll on it, because where it cracks, it normally doesn't crack. This is a strange place. When the guys get out there, you'll see it. It's on the driven element, the center conductor driven element. So we'll move things around a little bit, make it fancy, and put it back together. I tell you, Bruce gave us one heck of a good antenna. Now you got to remember too, if all else fails, and if we really, really are hurting for an antenna, don't forget I got that brand spanking new TA-33 staring me in the basement there. I'm trying not to take it out of the box, but if I have to, I have to. Again, this is the K2 IRT group, seeing if we have any check-ins. Come on in.
WB2YZX.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Okay, pretty good. Good evening to you guys, and I am ready, willing, and able to do Sunday. Hope the weather holds up. And what is the plan of attack? What are we actually going to be doing Sunday?
Hey, Charlie. The big thing, the number one thing, is to take the tower down. Once we get the tower down, everything is gravy beyond that. We'll take it down, we'll dismantle the TA-33, we'll take the mast out of the rotator, do whatever cleanup we have to do on the tower itself, and then we're just going to just sit the tower down on the ground, let it sit for a while, and what we will do is just handle some Kindorf mounting on the wall and some other little odds and ends that we have to do over there. Atlantic Mariners.
I said the same thing.
Charlie, as I said, we have some repair work to do on the TA-33, so I'll bring the full set of tools with us. But we just want to take the tower down, take some measurements on the guy ropes, too, because I was talking to the guys up in SO today, and even Andy probably able to get some of the guy rope, the regular stuff. What the hell is that stuff again? That steel wire, the stainless steel wire? And we'll make semi-permanent guys for the tower. The yellow rope worked great. I have to tell you, it lasted a year, and it'll probably last some more. But I'd like to have the proper guy wires on that thing there. Stop for a second. Hopefully the repeater calmed down, and see if anyone else wants to join the K2 IRT group tonight. Come on in. Not hearing anything, so Andy, KF2WR.
Station, go ahead. N2PPN Mobile, Long Island Expressway, and Shelter Rock Road.
Good morning. Think N2ANL. Evening, name is Gary. I'm in Rockland County and trying out a new wormhole to see if it's a good one to Long Island. Am I making it well?
A wormhole sounds like space-time continuum talk. You need a little bit of white noise on your signal. But you're in there, fully readable and copyable.
Okay, thank you very much. I was curious. We usually don't make it into the island from here, but they just opened a new store. It has a nice parking lot, and one particular space in that parking lot that I thought might be line of sight, and I guess I'm right.
Well, sounds to me like you should put a sign there and say, this parking spot reserved for Gary N2ANL, because you are making it into the Limark repeater, no problem at all. From up in Rockland County, so very good. What part of Rockland County are you in, Gary?
KT2KSK, sounds good to me.
Thank you, and hello. Located in Rockland County, I'm sorry, yeah, Nanuet, which is sort of a little bit west of the Tappan Zee Bridge here.
No problem. Hi, Keith, what's going on? I'll pass it over to you in a second. Yeah, we have a regular Joel K2QBV from Spring Valley that's usually into the machine from up your neck of the woods, Spring Valley. I do believe he runs a brick amp in his vehicle, but he's made it from his driveway with just his straight 50 watts. So, sounds like you got a good spot. I guess when you're bored, and you got nothing to do, park there and talk to everybody here in Long Island. Let me pass it off to Keith, and Keith will pass it back up to you, Gary. KC2KXK, N2PPN, Mobile, on my way to work.
W2OSR.
W2OSR, recognized. Hi there, Rich. Sounds good. Yeah, would they send you home early, pay and tell you to come back later on? Do tell. And, yeah, I'm just heading home, actually. I stayed and worked 4 hours overtime, which was nice. And because I got the extra 4 hours on my way home, I'm going to swing by and pick me up a nice platter of sashimi with some miso soup and some naughty girl. Maybe even a white bottle of sake. Sounds good. OSR, go ahead and pick it up. This is Keith, KC2KXK. You'll be passing it over to Gary over in Rockland County. And Gary, we'll pass it back to Rich.
Okay, W2OSR. Yep, and we'll say good evening to Gary, Rich, and Keith, I believe it is. Yep, just heading on out to a meeting myself this evening. We got the ARRI's meeting tonight over at Eisenhower Park, so I'm heading over there. And we'll see what they have on the agenda. Gary.
Thank you. Back here, I'm also on a brick. It's a 25-watt RF concept being driven by an ICOM V8HT through a Larson through-the-glass dual-band window lined directly up here at the PC Richards store. In case anybody is curious, it's the northmost space, and it's right next to the tree and the sign. Good luck on the Japanese meal there. I can't tell you where to get soy sauce tonight, but I can show you tamari. And I think that's gets back to, unfortunately I didn't get your name, but I think I'm supposed to turn it back to, whoops, I can't even read my own writing. Here we go. N2PPD?
Close. Very close. PPN. Name is Rich. Just remember, need to PP now. And you'll never forget me. Very good, Gary. Okay, well, we've all got that parking spot locked into our GPS coordinates now. And you'll have to fight people for that parking spot now that it's a well-known DX location. We'll have to erect a 25-foot high chain-link fence with barbed wire and electric cattle prods all around it and keep people away from it. And Bob, good evening. Glad to hear that you're sounding better. Your cold seems to have gotten better, but I would have thought that you would have been going over to the Gizbark meeting tonight to hear Mel, KS2G, speak. That's not showing intra-club support. Aries. Aries. Speaking of Aries, the comedian Aries Spears from Mad TV is going to be at Governor's Comedy Club over in Levittown, I think this weekend or next weekend. Not sure. So, if anybody's going to go to an Aries meeting, they should go to his. Sushi King, over to you. Naughty Girls and White Sake. Ooh. Yes. Now, I've already been home, had dinner, relaxed, played on the computer for a couple of few hours. I got out of work at 1, and now I'm going back in for shift number 2. And if everything is right, I'll be home before Jay Leno is over, and I'll still be on the clock. Keithus, over to you. KC2KXK, N2PPN at the road to Utopia Parkway.
Oh, boy, I'm jealous. Very nice. But then again, I'll be at home with my naughty girls and my sake. Oh, my goodness. And, that sounds like a nice spot. I think we should erect an 18-foot diamond antenna there. Make it even better. There you go. And, you know, the only thing that would make my night even better after my naughty girls and my white sake and my sashimi, my miso soup with my nice ginger and my wasabi would be that my game works. I tried logging on last night to play Call of Duty 5, World at War, and for some reason I couldn't get into their server. The internet is good, the connection is good, I ran a check, everything's good, but for some reason their server was down, which kind of annoyed me. So I needed my fix. OSR, over to you, KC2KXK.
Okay, W2SR. Just before I left the house, I saw a Red Bull commercial. Shows a young farm boy out there pouring a couple of containers of Red Bull into the pig trough. Then he goes into the house and he says to his mother, "Can I go to the gentleman's club, Mom?" And the mother says, "When pigs fly." He looks out the windows, the pigs are flying. Next scene, he's sitting there and somebody throws a feather boa around his neck. Take it from there, Gary.
Wow, that's a good one. That is definitely going to get a Clio award. excuse me, I'm going to have to sign out here because I have had a pretty bad cold for a couple of days, and it's coming up on what looks like a coughing spell. So I'm going to sign out here and turn it back to the guy who needs to pee right away. And I think I better go get my inhaler and get back in bed. But I've been in the perch here for a while, and no, the radio system at least still works. So I guess I'm turning it back to PPN. Enjoy an L into the noise, and catch you later.
Hey, Gary, great to talk to you. Feel free to drop by any time. You can even try it without having to go all the way up to PC Richards. You never know. You know, now that you know that the radio's working well, you can always try it from other locations around in town. Just try something with a little elevation. And I'm not talking about Elevation, the song by the group U2, either. So 7-3 to you. Keith. You and your Xbox 360. Sorry to hear that the COD servers were down. As a matter of fact, my son hasn't been on his 360 in a while. I'm wondering if he just lost interest or if things are more pressing. Things go in cycles, I guess. They go in cycles. I mean, I turned around and I set everything up for him, got brand new HDMI cables so that I could put the console in a better location. You know, got all sorts of stuff, and it's like, now he hasn't been going around killing deadly insectoid zombie things or whatever he was doing for a while. So I guess maybe we could get him interested in COD, and you could do a little cooperative search and destroy with Thrilliot. You never know. Keith, don't forget, you put a little bit of the the soy on, then a little bit of the wasabi, and then you lay the slice of ginger over it, and you just do it all in one big bite. And remember, if you put too much wasabi on, the trick is don't breathe out through your nose, breathe in through your nose, and you won't have any trouble at all with it burning your eyes or your nasal membranes. Keith, and keep eating at the Graham Cracker Parkway.
Ah, well, 7-3's there, Gary. Good hearing you from over there. And I hope you feel better with your cold. I just got over a cold, so I know how it feels. Don't let it get you down. And actually, I don't have the Xbox there, Rich. I have the Wii, and I got the Zapper, which is basically the gun. It's like a machine gun you hold in your hand, and you put the Wii control in there along with the nunchuck. And it's pretty cool. It's like I'm walking around with, you know, an M1 or a Thompson machine gun. It's pretty cool. Plus, when you're firing it, it vibrates, which is even nicer. So, yeah, it definitely goes in cycles. I mean, I was playing like a nut. You know, every night I was probably on it like two, you know, 2.5-3 hours, you know, playing it like a fiend for about, I'd probably say for like probably 2.5, maybe 3 weeks. And then I just, for 1 week, I just didn't play it at all, and then I just played like a little bit here and there. And I'm just starting to get back into it again, so. It definitely goes in cycles, you know. Other things become more important. And you remember you have a family and kids. Anyway. OSR, over to you. KCKSK.
Okay, W2OSR. I'm not really into doing the games, but my son's got a PlayStation 2, which works fine with the television at our house. However, in his little apartment that he's in, or I should say in his room that he's got at the group home, the TV set I got him for there, which is a flat screen LCD thing, I could not get the PlayStation to work with it, even though it's got both analog and digital tuners in it. So I couldn't quite figure that one out. So he can only use it when he's home. So I don't know if anybody's got any clues as to what you do about something like that. Rich?
First off, with the LCD flat screens, you never use an RF demodulator. You always go with line level component video, either straight line level analog video, where you'll have the red, the white, and the yellow cable, the yellow being the analog video, and the red and white being the stereo audio channels, analog audio. Or if they make a component out, either RGB or component video cable for the PlayStation, you replace the output cable from that with that, whatever that adapter is, and then plug it into the appropriate input on the flat screen. Some flat screens will allow you to use S-video also as a component video means of auxiliary input, but you don't ever use the RF demodulator. It just won't work, especially if you're hooked up to any type of a cable system. You can be sitting there and you can be fighting with the cable box and all sorts of other things. It's just not conducive to good gameplay. So I'm pretty sure you figured all that out. That's a little primer in game console hookup. And my son has something for the Wii because he has a couple of the pistol controller holders for whatever game it was that he was playing, where you did the same thing. You put the controller in the mock pistol, and you use the nunchuck also for navigating. I don't think it was Call of Duty. It might have been. I don't know. But we got my daughter Dance Dance Revolution 2 with a couple of mats. A lot of fun with that. She and my wife get up there and work up a big sweat. If they're not doing the Wii Fit, they'll be doing DDR too, so that's always a lot of fun. And I have the Wii hooked up to one of the component video inputs to the big flat screen, so that's running 720p, which looks pretty darn nice, but not as nice as the Xbox 360 in full 1080i. That's pretty cool. I love seeing like blood splatter at 1080i. Keith, and to PPN, getting on to the Kurzyusko.
Oh, okay. Oh, very good there, Rich. Just a bounce back with you. Somebody was telling me that doing the video games with the plasma TV isn't good for the plasma. Does that have to do with the different inputs that make it okay? And which input are you talking about? I know you're talking about the S video. That's the yellow one. And then the other hookup I had for it was the one with the three different colors. Was it blue, green, blue, red, I think it was, three colors. Just to bounce real back, you know, quick to you on that one. Which one would you go with, or would you not even use it on a plasma?
Use the component video, the one with the red, the green, the blue, and whatnot. Not the one with the white, red, and yellow. The one with the white, red, and yellow is all analog.
Okay, but it doesn't do any damage to the TV, does it?
It shouldn't, unless you run your TV with the brightness and the contrast, like, all the way up, and you leave the console on incessantly. You know, you have to worry about what used to be known as burn-in, but I don't think modern TVs have that problem, even with the plasmas. Robert?
Okay, W2OSR. I don't know about the plasmas. The LCDs, you won't have a burn-in problem. What used to happen is the phosphor, even though it was more of a quick-response phosphor on the color television, you could eventually burn an image into the phosphor screen. I guess what I should have explained it a little bit more in detail. He likes to use his CD player, or DVD player, I should say, the DVD player with the television. That's got the three-color cable output that goes to the television, and there's only one set of those inputs to the TV. I think that's on video one. And that's the same ones that the Xbox would like to use. So I thought, well, all right, I'll go get a switch for it. Well, it does not play through the switch, I found out. And if anybody's going south of Northern State Parkway over here where it splits off from the expressway, the traffic is bumper to bumper. That's why I'm on Glen Cove Road heading down towards the meeting tonight. So we will see what happens as I get further south here, guys. Rich?
Hey, Keith, I'm underneath BPQE.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, we could copy you from there, Rich. Guess he's not going to come back to us for a while, Keith.
No, I guess not. Maybe he can't hear us. Maybe that's what the problem is. No, I bought one of those switches. What I wanted to do was I wanted to use the three colors in on one of the switches, and the input I was using an S-Link, and it doesn't switch in between, you know, the S-video to the three colors. To use the three colors on one, you got to use the three colors on all of them, otherwise it doesn't work. And you got to energize the one which is your input and the one that's the output, so that all the contacts are on the same stabs. So, but it works, you know. But it didn't work the way I wanted it to work. So, I know what you're talking about.
Out from BQE. Robert, if the DVD player is hooked up to the TV with one of those red, white, and yellow cables, then, like Keith said, you have to use a switch that does the red, the white, and the yellow cable switching. And you must use all the same style cables. You can't switch to an S-video cable and then come in and go out and whatnot in different modes. They do make the switches with both S-video and analog line level video inputs for each of the positions of the switch. Radio Shack makes them, but you have to use two sets of outputs from that switch back into the TV so that whichever one you're coming in on, you're going back out on to the TV. You can't mix and match. Bob?
You're telling me everything that I found out the hard way. Oh, well. It's not going to be easy. So we'll live with the way it is for now. I would have thought that somebody would have figured a way to solve that problem, but I guess they haven't. And I wasn't in the mood to take the switch box apart to see what was going on inside of it. I might have been able to modify it to get it to do what I wanted it to, but he's in a group home. He's reasonably happy. I'm going to let sleeping dogs lie. Keith?
Oh, okay. Well, actually, what I did, I solved my problem by going out and buying a home theater amplifier, is where I did. And everything plugs into the amplifier, and then everything goes out of the amplifier to the TV with one common plug. And by using the amplifier, I'm able to switch in between all five things. So I have my DVD player, I have the game, I have my my iPod, I have my other game. It's all plugged into the home theater system. And home theater system, depending on what switch I put it on, routes into the TV. Plus, I get everything in surround sound. So it's that's what I did.
Bob, I'm curious, where did you buy the switch that you used? And you do realize that there is only one of those connections that is the common to whatever is being switched. And if you don't plug into the correct one, you won't get continuity. It's like, you know, you have to have that one, the one common, and then position one, position two, position three. And sometimes that stuff isn't clearly marked. With the analog stuff, it's real easy. You just take a, an ohm meter, and you hold it on any one of the three RCA plugs, and you go across to the corresponding color of the other positions, and it's, you know, you'll see it, the switch connect and disconnect each of the inputs. So if it's possible, the switch might have been defective. But if you unplug the switch unit, and you unplug the DVD, and you plug the PlayStation in directly into the DVD, does the PlayStation directly into the TV without the switch box?
I'm trying to remember now. I think it may have, but the thing is, I just couldn't get both devices to work at the same time. And I don't even think it was really that happy going direct to the TV for some reason. Oh, well. That's it. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. My kid is living on, he's got about $40 a month to live on. They're set up with the group home. They feed him, they give him a place to live, and they sometimes transport him. But his spending money is $40 a month. So it's going to take him a long time to save up for anything.
Well, you could buy a game. You could buy at least one game a month for $40. All right, guys, listen, I'm just going to sign because we just opened up the gate to the yard. I'm going to go inside, hang out for a little bit, maybe finish this cigar, and then hopefully faster we get out, the faster I can get back home. So, speak to you guys later. KC2KXK to get it. This is N2PPN Motormobile live from East Williamsburg. I've been on, and now I'm not.
Alright, Dan, 73 is Rich. I'm going to bow out myself. I'm getting to the restaurant here. I'll be getting out and getting my dinner. So let me clear out here also. Plus, I'm going to start getting ratty. I'm kind of getting far away from the repeater. So let me say 73's Robert, and have a good night, Rich. May it be a quick one, and may you get home to see Jay Leno. So we say 73's, KXK, I'll be clear.
Okay, 73 guys. I'm getting close to the meeting place anyway. W20 star 73 everybody.
N2 Alpha Sierra Sierra, this is KB2 NJC. Hey NJC, how are you? I was just running out getting the family KFC. I'll tell you, I'm always on the move, man. I never stop.
When you run out of gasoline, your heart's going to stop, man. I'm packing your stuff as we speak, by the way. I'm going to have it all set up. All the serial numbers and stuff are there, and it's ripper and ready to go.
Cool, thanks. I can't wait to try that thing. Although I figured out the radio pretty good. I got my DVD disposal anyway for now. But that is pretty cool. Hold on 1 second, I'm pulling up to the drive-thru. They're probably going to ask me what I got to get. Hold on 1 second. Well, I guess I can talk until they answer.
I'm sending you both both the 78 and the 88. So you're gonna either one you want to use. It's gonna be ripper and rearing and happy.
Okay, I got my order in. Yeah, that'll be good. I'm definitely gonna try that. That is good. Yeah, I saw a lot of different stuff online for stuff like that. What is that wires thing? I always wonder what that was.
Say again, you broke up.
Oh, I'm against the building. I'm like underneath this cement thing on both sides of me. Can you hear me at all?
Now you're clear.
What's the, what is that wires thing? It says wires. You ever see that thing? What is that, a way to hook up your radio to your computer so you could use your radio to talk through your computer or something?
I heard about it, but I haven't seen or used one. It's supposed to be just like something like a router or one of those, just normal hookup. I don't know. If I'm going to use my radio, I have mine hardwired in.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother using it. I wouldn't even bother using the test. I just wondered what it was.
I just took out your cable. It's brand spanking new. Never been opened, never been used.
What's wrong into the repeater?
So your package is ready. So when I get over to the post office, probably be Saturday, I'll get it out to you.
Cool. Hey, where are you talking from that you're coming in so good to the repeater?
I'm at home. I'm in Hazlitt. I'm probably two traffic lights from lower Raritan Bay.
Yeah, you're coming in nice and strong there. Really strong. I'm on the edge of the 375 machine because I'm in, where am I now? I'm on William Floyd Parkway, which is pretty far east.
You're coming in nice and hot. That's not a problem. I'm running off the roof is I'm running just a quarter wave with some ground planes. I mean, I'm not running anything crazy. 19-inch piece of metal sticking off the roof, some ground planes on it.
The height, that really helps. I can't wait to get my roof antenna up there. I got to get everything going. You know, I have so many different things on the burner waiting to go. It's just, I get overwhelmed. Like I said, I'm busy. I mean, I worked today, picked up my wife's phone on the way home, got home, loaded up the garage with wood, and then as soon as I got out of the shower, now I had to go pick up food for everybody. Then I'll be home and I'll be packing a bunch of stuff like what you just did, you know, getting ready for shipping. Never stops.
I just heard PPN on the air. I heard he just pulled into work. I guess he got called in.
It's a good to be him day. I wish I was working again at night. It's a good gig when you can get that. That's the only, it really pays off, you know, in the long run when you get those.
He said he's trying to keep this one short. He said the faster he gets in, the faster he's going to get out. He said he wants to be home to see Leno.
Well, it's still good, because sometimes you get paid for more than what you actually work, depending on what your situation is. That doesn't happen often, but sometimes in the city, I would imagine it does.
I don't have that problem. They just call me in, and I get whatever I get. It's usually anyway.
Yeah, well, for us, the overtime kind of stops in the winter. And then it picks up in the summer when you can really enjoy yourself. That's when I'll be stuck night and day and night and day. Although I don't know if we're going to have that this year. But we had it last year and the year before, but a lot. I was working night and day. I was working 5 days and 3 nights every week. So that was, you know, it was pretty much back to back. So it was pretty rough. So I would basically work, like I might work Wednesday day, Wednesday night, go home for 2 hours, Wednesday night, and then roll right into the day shift. and then go home. So it was like three shifts in a row. And I'll tell you, that messes up your body. You end up with headaches and everything else.
That's insane. I used to do that stuff. I used to work for the government. I was a lineman working out of a power station, substation. And it was really, really ugly. Anything went wrong, everything shut down. Nobody went home. You worked till the job was done. Then they turned you loose. If I remember, I keep trying to put the calls, the names, and the jobs together. You work at a Local 3?
Local 25. But I'll tell you, when I work, like night, day, night, I have to get a lot of work done. You know, there's numbers that I have to get down on paper. And I mean, I run. And what amazes me is we got these 18-year-old kids coming in, and they're like lunchtime, they're pooped out already. I'm like, what? You know, I can't believe it. I'm 47, 48 years old. These 18-year-old kids are dying, or they can't run the rock gun or the hammer gun. Oh, no, I got a bad back and all this other stuff. It just amazes me. You know, I don't know. I think they're full of it. There's a lot of people out there now.
This is KB2NJC. I didn't get the bad back play at 40. That's amazing. A lot of the youngins, they don't want to get out there and do their part. They think it's supposed to come easy.
Wanted KFC, so that's what we got. So we'll be heading home.
Hopefully it's right around the corner.
It's not far. It's not that close.
Yeah, over here everything's usually within the half mile range, half mile. Each way, half mile round trip. That's about the average. Nothing's around the corner. Nothing's next door. Matter of fact, I have the deer come up and eat my front yard. They eat my flowers. You know, they walk through the yard. They harass the dogs. You know, that type of stuff.
I had deer in my yard until we got we had the deer until I got a dog, and then the deer was gone. But I like the deer.
Where I am, I have a relatively large herd, about seven. And one or two bucks that comes in, and they walk around the neighborhood just like, you know, they belong there, and you know, they look at you like you have two heads. It's great.
I would actually like it. My neighbors were very upset. I don't know what it is that the deers do. But I was putting salt lick out there. I bought this little metal red rack that I mounted on the trees, and I'd stick it in there, and they would come and lick it. And they got so mad. They're like, you know, I'm trying to grow a garden here, and we're doing everything to keep these things out with fox pee or whatever they were putting down. And they said, you're putting this salt lick on the trees. I don't live that much in the country. I mean, this house is, you know what I mean, this house on top of house on top of house, and you know, I don't know what they were thinking, but I don't know. But they were upset about it. What is it that deers do that's damaging?
They eat their vegetation, and that freaks everybody out. I happen to be really lucky. I live in one of those side-by-side things, too. I'm sitting on 100 by 100 by 300 on a angle property. But right across the street, I have Green Acres, which is probably, 30 acres, 40 acres, and they're just hanging out in there. They just walk across the street and hang in.
Oh, that is cool. That is nice. Yeah, you have a green belt in your backyard. Well, we did, not a green belt. Well, we had empty property, but now other people moved in, so we don't get the deer anymore.
That's too bad. I don't mind them coming around. I mean, you know, yeah, so you put enough stuff down for everybody to eat. I have Ted Chuck, who lives underneath my shed, who my dog terrorizes, and a groundhog comes out.
He harasses my dog, and my dog chases him, and, you know, I run interference with a groundhog, and he's happy. Drives a Scotty crazy. And then I have every bird in Monmouth County comes and pays me a visit because, I, you know, we have a feeder out, and we have a couple different types of variety of food, so it's like going to McDonald's, man.
That's what my mother does. You know, one thing, tell me if you notice this, if you have, my mother has like, I don't know, maybe 12 feet, she gets a little crazy with the birds. I mean, she puts everything out there. And all these different kind of feeders, fancy ones, plain ones, a flower pot full of bird seeds. And the birds come in flocks, and she's like, look, right now we have the blackbirds. And she goes, just give it like 15, 20 minutes, and these guys leave, and then the little hummingbirds come in. And it was weird. They came in packs, and they came in groups, like at a certain time. She watches it every day, and they roll in and out.
That's what happens here. First I'll get some starlings, and then I'll get some different type of finches that are still out, and some type of little bird with a crest on it. I have no idea what it is. They come in, they eat the suet, and then they go back to the feeder, and they go back to the suet, you know. They're just happy. They just have a grand old time. And when the spring comes, when it finally gets warm, I have two ducks that come and live on top of my swimming pool for 2 weeks.
That's cool. A little messy, possibly, but that is cool. Hold on a half a second. I'll be right back. Somebody must have threw them over my fence. And they lasted there for about 4 months, and they became so friendly. I'd come home and feed them right out of my hand. They were so friendly. And then something went in the backyard and ripped them apart.
That's the pit. My friend has a place up in Pennsylvania, and we have chickens and all kinds of stuff up there. We go up there, we have a smokehouse, we make our own sausages and things. But you gotta watch out coming out of the mountains. We got Puma up there. This year, we actually had to take out a bear trying to come through the front door to eat the dog. It took 3 shots to take him down. The first one did nothing but really get him mad. And we took 2 shots in the chest, and we finally dropped him. He weighed in over 600 pounds. You see what the front door looks like.
Wow. So could you get if that happens, I mean, after you took the first shot and it didn't do anything, did you at that point get very scared? Like, what if we can't stop this thing?
Well, I won't go into that type of vocabulary, but figure out what came out of my mouth after the first shot. And, oh, by the way, I'm really good. We dropped this thing. It had paws probably almost 10 inches across. It took 3 of us to get it up in the back of the truck. It took 45 minutes to dress it out. It was stressed within 40 minutes after we dropped it.
Wow. I'll tell you, that would scare me. That is a scary thing.
Scared us, too. The dog's never the same. He doesn't want to go through the front door anymore. Yeah, it gets a little weird up there. It's up in Wayne County, Pennsylvania. If you get up on top of the one mountain, you know, you can see New York. If you turn around, look over at the other side, ooh, good line of sight is probably 10 miles, and it's nothing but valley. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I've never been there. I've been to Pennsylvania, but not that spot you were talking about.
One of the problems up there, they still play Deliverance for real.
I'll tell you, that is one big state. I remember driving through it. I thought it was never going to end.
Yeah, we were taking the bikes out. We were going straight on 80. My wife and I were taking a ride. We went out and rode. And we just decided, well, 80's not going anywhere. So we took off and we head up through Harrisburg and up through Lancaster and came through Valley Forge.